Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 22, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Miller Lite teams with blockchain firm for customer engagement game. Crypto advocate Patrick Byrne resigns as CEO of Overstock. Two thieves caught on tape stealing Bitcoin ATM in the US. Korean banks back $7.4 million funding round for Blocko. White House advisory says cryptocurrencies used for fentanyl purchases. Bitcoin price will never hit $50,000, gold bug Peter Schiff tells Tom Lee. Deribit and Paradigm launch crypto derivatives block trading. Blockchain education initiatives launch at California universities. Crypto futures exchange Deribit launching bulk derivatives trading. U.S. Treasury blacklists Bitcoin, Litecoin addresses of Chinese drug kingpins. Swiss private bank says 400 new clients demanding crypto products. Bitcoin sell-off stalls at historical price support near $10,000. In Palestine, civilians are using Bitcoin more than Hamas. Now let's get started. Miller Lite teams with blockchain firm for customer engagement game. Miller Lite, the popular beer brand from U.S. brewer MillerCoors, has teamed up with a blockchain marketing company for the latest iteration of its Know Your Beer program. For the ongoing campaign, launched July 1, Vadim Labs built what it calls a mobile edutainment game, called Great Taste Trivia, that served a 12-question quiz to cell phones, geo-targeting customers in over 230,000 bars and restaurants across the U.S. Players answering all 12 questions correctly get to win a $5 prize that can be used to purchase Miller Lite. 10,000 prizes will be paid out over PayPal in the campaign that runs until September. Vadim Labs said Wednesday that the game was provided on its own platform that is built on blockchain tech. The game leverages NFTs, non-fungible tokens, to provide the quiz, social badges, rewards for social media sharing and to ensure that the $5 prize token cannot be counterfeited. Using NFTs also allows Vadim to track game activations, engagements and engagement platform, and assign the reward based on that data. Tyler Mobius, co-founder and CEO of Vadim Labs, said, "We have built a powerful brand activation platform that leverages a new blockchain-enabled smart media object that is highly programmable and able to deliver real tangible value from the brand to the consumer like $5 to their PayPal account that remains a simple mobile experience. Giving companies the ability to create digital promotions and activation experiences using blockchain is the next major upgrade required to usher in the new era of brand innovation," Mobius added. Crypto advocate Patrick Byrne resigns as CEO of Overstock. Noted crypto advocate Patrick Byrne resigns as CEO of Overstock. Per a letter of resignation and company statement posted on Twitter August 22, Patrick Byrne will be stepping down as CEO of Overstock. Having led crypto-friendly e-commerce at the company, including the launch of T0, Overstock's crypto token platform, and Overstock's acceptance of Bitcoin payment, Byrne's announcement follows the announcement of disappointing Q1 earnings for 2019. More directly, Byrne cited the recent announcement of his controversial relationship with Maria Bettina as the impetus for cutting ties with Overstock. In his letter of resignation, Byrne reaffirmed his faith that the blockchain revolution will reshape key social institutions. However, it is questionable to what degree this faith will direct Overstock's future in Byrne's absence. T0 reported pre-tax losses of $12.6 million in Q4 of last year, which did not diminish Byrne's apparent confidence in the initiative. Per an Overstock press release issued later on August 22, Jonathan Johnson will fill Byrne's shoes as CEO on an interim basis, while Camelia Ariafar will take Byrne's place as board member and executive vice president of Overstock Retail. In September of last year, Cointelegraph reported on Byrne's sale of over $20 million of stock in Overstock, in response to which he assured the public, "Don't worry, I'm still in the game." Two thieves caught on tape stealing Bitcoin ATM in the U.S. A Bitcoin BTC automatic teller machine ATM has allegedly been stolen in the United States with the theft caught on tape. Bitcoin ATM theft in the U.S. A Bitcoin ATM has reportedly been stolen by two alleged thieves in a mall situated in Washington, D.C. on August 3, according to a report published by Finnish news outlet Ilta Sanomat on August 22. Moreover, the alleged two suspects have been filmed by a surveillance camera as they stole the machine. The two reportedly timed their actions to take place when the shops were closed, but the mall itself was still open. Nobody paid attention to them as they allegedly entered the building, took the machine, carried it to a van, loaded it on board and drove away. Not the first time criminals attempt to snatch Bitcoin ATM. This is a similar modus operandi compared to the incident reported in July, when a gang of masked men have raided a Bitcoin exchange in the English city of Birmingham, sparking a police investigation. Also on this occasion, the group had reportedly attempted to steal a Bitcoin ATM using a rope attached to their car. Interestingly, the two were so discreet that the theft has not been noticed until a week later. At this point, the police had to call Bitcoin ATM operator and owner CoinMe to inform about the theft. In June, the number of Bitcoin ATMs worldwide crossed the 5,000 mark, Cointelegraph reported in June. Korean banks back $7.4 million funding round for Blocko. Blocko, a South Korean blockchain firm working on enterprise applications of the tech, says it's raised 9 billion Korean won, around $7.44 million, in an Series B Plus round. According an announcement on Thursday, Blocko said Korea's oldest bank, Shinhan, as well as KEB Hana Bank, LB Investment and Dotem Investment took part in the round. The investment brings the firm's total funding to date to over $20 million, according to CoinDesk Korea. Blocko is working to build business-focused blockchain services, and has been working in conjunction with several national institutions such as the Nation's Stock Exchange, the Bank of Korea, Hyundai and the Korea Electronics and Telecommunications Research Institute. In May, the firm launched a blockchain platform dubbed Argo Enterprise, aiming to address the growing need for data sharing between industries and companies in areas such as identity verification, document management, and the Internet of Things, the firm told CoinDesk Korea at the time. Argo Enterprise has since been deployed by more than 10 companies and institutions at home and abroad. In the latest update, Blocko CEO Won Bom Kim said that aside from its enterprise work, the firm aims to showcase various blockchain-based solutions that can be used in areas that have been difficult to implement, such as smart grids and dark data. White House advisory says cryptocurrencies used for fentanyl purchases. The White House issued two advisories on drug purchases in the U.S. Wednesday, using the communications to make specific references to the role of cryptocurrencies in such transactions. The advisories, addressed to both financial institutions and digital payment platforms, state that convertible virtual currencies, particularly Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum and Monero, can be and have been used for illicit substance purchases on the clear, deep, and dark nets. The advisory defines convertible virtual currencies as monies that are easily liquidated into stable fiat currencies such as the dollar. Specifically noted is the drug fentanyl, a Schedule II controlled substance whose illicit cousin enters the U.S. through Mexico or China, per the advisories. According to the Drug Enforcement Agency, fentanyl is 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine. An analysis of sensitive financial data indicates that domestic illicit drug manufacturers, dealers, and consumers use online payment platforms or convertible virtual currency to purchase precursor chemicals or completely synthesized narcotics primarily sourced from China, the advisory states. The White House issued the financial advisory with other government agencies as a part of a broader cooperative effort to end the fentanyl epidemic. As such, methods of payment were studied, including virtual currencies. The July 2017 takedown of dark market Alphabay by U.S. officials is given as an example of past interaction between virtual currencies and illicit substances. Included in the report is authority methods of tracking and discovery payments for illicit substances using CVCs such as wallet and IP addresses along with transaction hashes. Earlier today, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control (OFAC) blacklisted three Chinese nationals for money laundering and drug smuggling laws. Bitcoin price will never hit $50,000, gold bug Peter Schiff tells Tom Lee. Bitcoin, BTC, prices will never make it to $50,000, gold bug and crypto skeptic Peter Schiff has claimed in the latest attack on the world's largest cryptocurrency. This is hysterical. In a social media debate on August 20, Schiff, who is well known for his dislike of Bitcoin, said that gold will definitely reach $5,000 in the future. Schiff was debating with Joe Kernan, the CNBC host who recently interviewed Bitcoin proponent and regular Schiff troll Anthony Pomp Pompliano. Prior to the 2008 financial crisis, when I was still invited on CNBC, Joe was critical of my advice to buy gold. Joe was wrong to be bearish on gold then, and he's wrong to be bullish on Bitcoin now. Schiff wrote. Kernan subsequently reminded Schiff about his $5,000 gold prediction, which has yet to come true. Tom Lee, co-founder of Fundstrat Global Advisors and another CNBC regular, chimed in describing the gold prediction as hysterical. Gold will eventually hit $5,000. Bitcoin will never hit 50K. This emboldened the already outspoken Schiff, who then declared that BTC, USD would fail to attain levels predicted by Lee. My gold forecast came a lot closer than your Bitcoin forecast. Plus at least gold will eventually hit 5K. Bitcoin will never hit 50K, he wrote. Twitter reactions pointed out the relative irony of Schiff's bearishness, given the fact he both owns Bitcoin himself and accepts it for payments through his gold business. Deribit and Paradigm launch crypto derivatives block trading. Dutch crypto derivatives exchange Deribit launched a block trading solution in partnership with American trading communication platform Paradigm. World's first block trading tool for crypto derivatives. The institutional block trading solution is reportedly the first one of its kind offered by a crypto derivatives exchange, the firm said in a press release shared with Cointelegraph on August 22. The new block trading solution intends to enable institutions to directly negotiate crypto derivative trades via chat on Paradigm, while agreed information is automatically directed to Deribit for execution and clearing. What are block trades? Block trades are privately negotiated transactions in futures or options, or spreads and combinations of the two, that exceed certain minimum quantity thresholds. Once traders agree on a price, these transactions are submitted to the exchange for execution and clearing. By introducing the new tool, Deribit and Paradigm want to eliminate any execution risk associated with the order book when institutional traders privately negotiated large trades via Telegram or Skype and then manually coordinated execution on Deribit. John Jansen, co-founder and CEO of Deribit, pointed out that benefits for institutions are further emphasized when trading options. According to Jansen, options traders can now create a portfolio of put and call options in different variations and trade them by blocks, adding futures at the same time, instead of negotiating and trading options one at a time. He added, the ability to negotiate deals privately and execute them automatically on Deribit platform but outside of the order book is a crucial step in onboarding institutional traders. You remove the risk of front running and offer institutions the ability to trade significant amounts without moving the markets and with a counterparty of their choosing. Traders will have access to block trades in Bitcoin, BTC, or Ether, ETH, backed futures and options, including spreads and combinations of the two products. Blockchain education initiatives launch at California universities. A VC-backed blockchain firm that helped curate courses at Harvard, Oxford, and Cambridge is officially rolling out its programs at three California universities. Mousebelt's blockchain accelerator launched Wednesday at UC Davis, UC Los Angeles, and UC Santa Barbara, boosting the educational presence at the noted U.S. schools. Backed by over $40 million in funding from Nuvalue Capital, Mousebelt currently aids 65 student blockchain community groups at 14 universities worldwide. The accelerator joins Mousebelt's advisory team and media groups Bitcoin Radio and Mousebelt University. Bundled into two programs, Mousebelt will sponsor undergraduate to PhD level programs. The first fund will cover research across all three campuses, specifically for blockchain project development. Mousebelt has set aside $500,000 in funding with up to five projects jockeying for $100,000 in seed funding. Mousebelt is also donating to the three universities' engineering departments. The accelerator is hoping to co-opt the donations for the development of a general fundraiser toward university-selected research capped at $500,000. Speaking with CoinDesk, University Outreach Director Ashley Meredith said the program is designed to fill a knowledge gap in the university-level system. Most universities do not hold blockchain classes, leaving student organizations to fill the void. A little over a year ago, these same student organizations became the basis for Mousebelt's current initiative. Meredith said, "We aim to help these universities become a driving force for innovation in the blockchain space, as well as provide students and researchers with the opportunity for both theoretical and industry experience." What's in it for Mousebelt? Meredith says it's not only about equity holds in successful projects, but a long-term play on student development. Blockchain courses in demand. UC Davis Dr. Mo Shadoji, who has been working with Mousebelt for the past year in various functions, says student demand for blockchain coursework is high. Shadoji told CoinDesk his engineering blockchain classes max out at 65 students, forcing him to add a waitlist and cut students. What would it look like if a computation is democratic and decentralized? Shadoji asked in a conversation with CoinDesk. To him, blockchain technology is a paradigm shift in data storage and one requiring youthful creativity. Running his own separate program at UC Davis, Shadoji says undergraduates are currently forgotten in the space. Often, however, they hold the motivation and energy but merely lack the opportunity. Crypto futures exchange Deribit launching bulk derivatives trading. Deribit claims it's becoming the first crypto futures and options exchange to provide large volume trades of Bitcoin and Ether derivatives. The move comes via a partnership with institutional messaging service Paradigm, according to a BNN Bloomberg report on Thursday. Deribit's CEO, John Jansen, reportedly said the new service will offer block trades with a minimum of 40 Bitcoin and 800 Ether for options contracts linked to those cryptocurrencies. 10 top crypto trading firms have already signed up to use the service, with Paradigm founder Anand Gomes naming QCP Capital in the report. According to its website, Paradigm offers tools allowing over-the-counter traders to automate price negotiation and settlement. Using Paradigm's messaging service, parties can set up the options trades, which are then settled and cleared at Deribit. Commonly, traders use Telegram to carry out such negotiations. Amsterdam-based Deribit is not regulated in the Netherlands, since local regulation defines derivatives as cash-settled contracts, BNN Bloomberg says. However, the exchange has the safety net of an insurance fund, should traders default on payments due to issues like bankruptcy. Back in March, Galaxy Capital-backed institutional trading firm Caspian launched trading in crypto derivatives through an integration with Deribit's platform. U.S. Treasury blacklists Bitcoin, Litecoin addresses of Chinese drug kingpins. The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, has sanctioned three Chinese nationals and their cryptocurrency addresses, alleging they violated money laundering and drug smuggling laws. OFAC named Xiaobing Yan, Fujing Zheng and Guanghua Zheng as narcotics traffickers under the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act, freezing any property they own within the U.S. and listing a number of email aliases, citizen numbers and passport information for the three. The agency also listed a number of Bitcoin addresses, as well as one Litecoin address, that the agency claims belong to the Chinese citizens. According to a press release, Fujing Zheng is a significant foreign narcotics trafficker, who received support from Guanghua Zheng. Yan has separately been designated as a significant narcotics trafficker. In addition to naming the three individuals, OFAC listed Qinsheng Pharmaceutical Technology Co., Ltd. and the Zheng Drug Trafficking Organization in Wednesday's update. OFAC coordinated with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, and local law enforcement agencies, said Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Sijil Mandelkar in a statement. The group specifically coordinated Wednesday's designations with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Ohio, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Mississippi, the Department of Justice's Criminal Division, the Drug Enforcement Administration's, DEA, Cleveland and Gulfport offices and DEA's Special Operations Division, the release stated. The Chinese kingpins that OFAC designated today run an international drug trafficking operation that manufactures and sells lethal narcotics, directly contributing to the crisis of opioid addiction, overdoses, and death in the United States, Mandelkar said, adding, Fujing, Zheng and Yan have shipped hundreds of packages of synthetic opioids to the U.S., targeting customers through online advertising and sales, and using commercial mail carriers to smuggle their drugs into the United States. Second action. Wednesday's action marks the second time OFAC has sanctioned digital currency addresses specifically, having last done so in November 2018 when a pair of Iranian nationals were added to the specially designated nationals list. At the time, Mandelkar said the agency was publishing digital currency addresses to identify illicit actors operating in the digital currency space. Individuals who violate the Kingpin Act might face civil penalties of a $1.1 million fine per violation, in addition to possible criminal penalties of a $5 million fine and up to 30 years in prison. Drew Hinks, general counsel at Athena Blockchain and an attorney with Carlton Fields, told CoinDesk that any property or interests in property that the three have in the U.S. must now be blocked and reported to OFAC. U.S. entities need to comply with OFAC requirements and need to shut down any accounts that are listed, he said. According to the SDN list, the following addresses have been affiliated with the individuals. Swiss private bank says 400 new clients demanding crypto products. Swiss private bank Merki Baumann has had a deluge of 400 new clients wanting to tap its future blockchain offerings since it revealed its interest in the sector. Swiss Info reported on August 22 that the Zurich-based institution, which has $8.2 billion in assets under management but faces stiff market competition and an erosion of its margins, has opted to embrace blockchain to rejuvenate its business. Bid to be the go-to private bank in Swiss crypto. In an interview with Swiss Info, Merki Baumann CEO Steven Zwalin said that the bank's revelation it would be launching a crypto business already signals a dramatic reversal in fortunes, adding, In our traditional business, we usually have to run after each client. It's rather rare for clients to just knock on our door. We suddenly had 400 people wanting to talk with us. And they were exactly the kind people we had been struggling to access for 10 years. They were typically between 30 to 40 years old, very well educated and with an entrepreneurial mindset. Zwalin said that Merki Baumann has the ambition to be the go-to private bank in the Swiss crypto arena, stressing that banking support for the nascent industry remains a fraught issue in the country. It cannot be that innovative Swiss companies have to go to Liechtenstein for corporate banking services, he said. Many of them represent a great opportunity to further develop our financial center. Merki Baumann's initial focus, approved by its board in March, will be to offer business accounts and advice for startups launching security token offerings. By early 2020, it aims to establish partnerships with crypto specialists to introduce outsourced storage and trading services for Bitcoin, BTC, and other digital assets. Crypto expected to outstrip traditional business. The third stage of Merki Baumann's planned crypto business will be to provide advisory and asset management services for private banking clients who want to invest in new crypto assets such as tokenized shares. Anticipating great demand and payoffs for this new area, Zwalin said, I would expect over time that digital assets such as crypto, blockchain might even take on a greater significance than our traditional private banking business, particularly in terms of asset growth. However, the CEO revealed that Merky Bowman won't be taking Bitcoin directly onto its books, noting that the bank always outsources trading, clearing and settlement processes. In summer 2018, Hypothekerbank Lenzburg became the first Swiss bank to provide enterprise accounts for blockchain and crypto-related fintech companies. Bitcoin sell-off stalls at historical price support near $10,000. View: Bitcoin's defense of the 100-day moving average and a bullish divergence of an hourly chart indicator suggest scope for a minor price bounce to $10,300. Bitcoin will remain in the hunt for a drop to $9,467, August 13 low, as long as the rising wedge breakdown seen on the 4-hour chart remains valid. A UTC close above $10,956 would shift risk in favor of a rally to $11,850 to $12,000. A weekly close above $12,000 is needed to confirm bullish revival. Bitcoin, BTC, sellers are again struggling to force a sustained break below a widely followed support level, but the outlook would turn bullish only above $10,956. The premier cryptocurrency by market value fell by $600 in the Asian trading hours on Wednesday, confirming a rising wedge breakdown on the intraday charts. The bearish reversal pattern opened the doors for a retest of the August 15 low of $9,467, as discussed yesterday. So far, however, that target has remained elusive and the dips below the 100-day moving average (MA), currently at $9,900, have been short-lived. It's worth noting that the long-term MA worked as strong support earlier this month. The cryptocurrency ran into bids below the 100-day MA on August 15 and closed UTC that day with gains above $10,300. The average was again defended on the following day and the subsequent price bounce ended up hitting highs above $10,950 on August 20. So, if the 100-day MA continues to hold ground over the next few hours, chart-driven buying could lead to a price bounce. As of writing, BTC is changing hands at $9,970 on Bitstamp, representing a 1.7% loss on the day. The lower wick attached to today's candle, above left, represents a failure on the part of the bears to keep the cryptocurrency below the 100-day MA. The average also proved a tough nut to crack on Wednesday. The repeated defense of the key MA, coupled with the bullish divergence, higher lows, of the hourly chart relative strength index, above right, indicates scope for a rise to $10,300 over the next few hours. The path of least resistance, however, will remain to the downside as long as prices are held below $10,956, the bearish lower high created on August 20. The bulls will likely have a tough time forcing a break above $10,956, as the daily chart indicators are biased bearish. For instance, the RSI is holding below 50 and the Moving Average Convergence Divergence (MACD) histogram is printing negative values. Further, the 5- and 10-week moving averages have produced a bearish crossover, as discussed earlier this week. The fact that last week's bounce from the 100-day MA ended up charting a bearish lower high indicates a weakening of bullish sentiment. The case for a drop to the August 15 low of $9,467 put forward by the rising wedge breakdown will remain valid as long as prices remain below $10,807, the high of the candle confirming the breakdown. The line chart of daily closing prices helps investors look through the noise created by daily highs and lows. If prices close above $10,000 today and end up rising above $10,927 August 16 close in the next day or two, then a double bottom bullish breakout would be confirmed. That would open the doors to $11,850. BTC has failed at least four times in the last 8 weeks to close Sunday UTC above $12,000. So, a weekly close above that level is needed to confirm a complete bullish revival. In Palestine, civilians are using Bitcoin more than Hamas. The takeaway: experts say Hamas is now using Bitcoin for cross-border fundraising at an unprecedented rate. Still, even the largest estimates of terror financing in the region are apparently dwarfed by civilian Bitcoin usage in the Gaza Strip, local experts tell CoinDesk. General awareness in Palestine of Bitcoin and Ethereum has increased since 2018. Freelance payments and remittances are reportedly the leading use cases for Bitcoin transactions in the Palestinian territories. Ethical uses of Bitcoin are more popular than ever among civilians in Palestine, sources have told CoinDesk. There are some offices that now do $5 million to $6 million a month, freelance web developer and Gaza-based Bitcoiner Ismail Al-Safadi told CoinDesk about local money changers. I've seen an office send 100 BTC in one transaction. There are also a lot of small clients. They send $200 or $1,000. The $5 million figure dwarfs the tens of thousands of dollars in illicit transactions reported earlier this week by the New York Times. Last year, CoinDesk reported that one such cryptocurrency dealer served roughly 50 clients a month purchasing or liquidating an average of $500 each. He has since relocated to Europe, having earned enough to emigrate. Yet two sources with knowledge of the matter estimated there are up to 20 Bitcoin dealers now operating in Gaza. Since PayPal and other online services exclude the Palestinian territories, this is one of the only ways for freelancers to easily receive international payments. For example, Al-Safadi takes more than 70% of his monthly earnings in Bitcoin. Based on the social media groups he participates in, Al-Safadi estimates there are around 10,000 occasional Bitcoin users in Gaza. Indeed, an anonymous source in Gaza who taught seminars about cryptocurrency to roughly 300 Palestinians since 2017, told CoinDesk just one such Facebook group focused on Bitcoin has 5,000 members. The teacher said there is a nascent interest in Ethereum applications among Palestinians as well, both at home and abroad. Another Palestinian based in the United Arab Emirates, who wished to remain anonymous, is developing an Ethereum-based charity platform. He told CoinDesk the first pilots will distribute crypto donations to schools in both Gaza and the West Bank, aiming to reduce the number of Palestinian children unable to afford a good education. A test experiment began last week. He said, "People there, in Palestine, are starting to learn and ask about it. Palestinians are more using Bitcoin than Ether to make international transfers and to bypass Israeli control. It's hard to say what the local transaction volume truly is, since the Palestinian crypto ecosystem doesn't connect directly to banks or global crypto exchanges. Instead, much like the Iranian community in 2018, it is dominated by peer-to-peer transactions, private social media groups and unofficial dealers." All Gazan sources agreed, most local Bitcoin users are cashing out in fiat, not holding or using it for secondary business transactions. Yet, perhaps as an unintended consequence, the teacher said that Hamas' ongoing fundraising campaign to gather Bitcoin donations from abroad for its military wing, the Qassam Brigades, has actually boosted awareness among the civilian population. "Everybody was talking about what is Bitcoin then," the teacher said about news in February, when blockchain analytics firms identified a Coinbase account participating in a campaign that garnered $4,000. Hamas effect. Part cypherpunk black market, part terror-driven police state, the Gaza Strip since 2018 has generated a truly unique Bitcoin ecosystem. On one hand, entrepreneurs are using Bitcoin in slowly growing numbers thanks to the high demand for mobile financial services. According to recent data from the Palestinian Monetary Authority presented in July at a fintech workshop in the West Bank city of Rawabi, 77% of adults in the Palestinian territories are unbanked even though 2.6 million Palestinians have smartphones. Al-Safadi, the Gaza-based developer, told CoinDesk that Qassam Brigade's operations are secret and not publicly related to the civilian Bitcoin ecosystem. However, Bitcoin dealers are now required to record the wallet address, amount and full name and ID number of every client for each liquidation for police records. "Gaza works like a black market," he said, adding he doesn't know what the police do with this surveillance information. Meanwhile, Hamas Qassam Brigades have stepped up their Bitcoin fundraising strategy this past summer. According to the New York Times, the Qassam Brigade website now features a Bitcoin tutorial and a wallet address generator to create a fresh account for each donation. An anonymous source with knowledge of the matter told CoinDesk these donations have exceeded $12,000 so far this year. Another anonymous anti-money laundering expert with knowledge of Hamas operations estimated the terror group's Bitcoin mining brought in $195,000 worth of crypto this year. Such activities related to Bitcoin are generally deemed non-compliant by local banks, as there's still a long-standing rift between Palestinian political factions in different territories. A spokeswoman for the Bank of Palestine, which operates in both the Hamas-governed Gaza Strip and the Fatah-governed West Bank, told CoinDesk that the Palestinian Monetary Authority forbids institutional Bitcoin transactions. "We are not allowed, as banks, to trade with Bitcoin or use it under any circumstances," the Bank of Palestine spokeswoman said. Regional censorship. Even with all these factors considered, most Palestinian sources estimate the aforementioned civilian usage far outweighs Bitcoin-related terror activity in the region. Most Palestinian Bitcoin users are accepting Bitcoin payments for freelance work, or remittances from family abroad, and cashing it out through local peer-to-peer groups. The UAE-based nonprofit operator said that, in an attempt to curtail terror financing, Israeli and American authorities sometimes interfere with bank transfers. Indeed, in 2006, after Hamas rose to power, cash transfers to Gaza were temporarily halted across the board. "The crypto market is promising in Palestine and has a good opportunity to grow there," the UAE-based source added. Both Al-Safadi and the local seminar teacher said they hope global exchanges and official banks will eventually allow Palestinians to transact with Bitcoin through compliant digital platforms. "Bitcoin has a unique potential, but it's not a big potential. There are still many steps to be taken," the teacher said, adding, "In Germany, you have places to go to exchange Bitcoin easily without extra fees and hustles. Something like this has to be here in Gaza. If it stays between some IT guys and money exchangers that are willing to take risks, it stays like this." This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.